Welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. Tonight's episode, I gotta be honest, is a little crazy. I sit down with five other people and we attempt to talk about craft beer from different parts of the world. All my guests come from different ethnic backgrounds and they are either now living in different parts of the world or have lived in different places or just through business or whatever, just travel quite a lot. My friend Daryl, that I haven't seen in 12 years, has been living in Australia. And his friend Danny, that now lives in Seattle, and their old roommate Mel, that has lived away but is now back in Vancouver. And all these three of these guys I haven't seen in about 12 years. And then Mel's girlfriend, Aaron Spelling, lives in Vancouver and has lived in different parts of Canada. And so it was a great time. We all had fun. It got a little nuts with everybody just going and talking to a lot of people talking. Tried to stop them from talking over each other, but it's a funny group of people. We're having a great time. We had a couple drinks. And then at the very, very end, Erin, who's an opera singer, she unloaded. She sang in front of us. And I don't know if you've ever been to the opera, but chances are you've never had an opera singer singing 2 feet away from you. It was mind-blowing. The vibration in the room was indescribable. My internal organs actually shifted and moved around a couple times, I swear to God. Anyways, here's the podcast. I hope you like it.
Thank you.
So let's a little bit about tonight.
This corn is chowder.
My friend here, Daryl, that I have not seen in 12 years. He's visiting from Australia.
Lucky you.
I know, lucky
you.
That's very
true. How you going?
That's awesome. Yeah. And so this is there's a ton of many people. There's some people here tonight I have never met. There's people I haven't seen in 12 years, like Danny. It's been 12 years.
Band
of the Hand is going to come up a lot. Yeah. That's also a possible name for the episode.
Yes,
Band of the Hand. Yes. Nobody knows about Band of the Hand.
No.
You remember the TV series Miami Vice?
Yes.
After Miami Vice, the guy's first movie, Michael Mann, was
Michael
movie
Mann was
Band of the Hand. And it had a cat in it. I've been saying cat a lot lately.
Yes.
But it had a blonde guy with cool sunglasses and sort of spiky hair, which was kind of the look I was rocking my entire life.
Yes.
But, and so that, we were just hanging out one night drinking, and I don't know who came up with that. I think you just started calling me Band of the Hand.
I believe I was calling you Band of the Hand.
You're like Ian Hanamat Singh.
Yes.
No, he's not. Ian Hanamat Singh is the sexiest man.
Oh, thanks.
Handsome man.
Apparently, I'm not sexy.
Oh.
Not really.
He is.
You're more than sexy.
What I mean is that
you're sexual.
Ian Hanamat Singh.
Let's
can't hold a candle to Mel.
Oh,
cannot
right.
hold a candle.
Yes. Right. What kind of candle work do you guys do?
apparently the wax has gone all over.
The reason why you can't hold a candle to Mel is because he's very flatulent.
That shit'll blow that shit up.
Hey, what's your language?
Sorry.
Well, again with this podcast, we've started a little bit of drinking about an hour before we actually started recording the podcast. So things are well lubricated here.
I'm a Mormon.
Okay, did that? You're a Mormon. Yeah. We're going to change that tonight.
Don't forget real a Mormon?
Yeah, I'm Mormon.
No.
Don't drink. It's from Newfoundland.
Well, let's go around. Let's go around and introduce the class to everybody, starting with Daryl. If you don't want to do last names, that's fine.
Good eye, Mike.
Can I give a different
Australia?
Name?
Absolutely. Do you want to be a corker as well? Or
I'm
what
a corker.
We got Tom Cruise with us. He's the heck of a corker.
Yeah.
And so, Daryl, starting with you, can you give us a little background of what you're up to these days, where you're from, how I know
Paco.
You?
Scott and I went to school together, and...
totally a fake accent.
Yeah.
I'm a rude host.
Maybe we'll start with someone else then.
Okay. All right, let's go straight over to Mel.
Yep.
Well, I know Scott through Daryl.
Oh.
Ooh.
Through Daryl.
Oh, ouch, that would hurt.
And Daryl and I know each other because we lived together.
Yes.
Was there a romance?
No romance.
Bromance.
No, we lived together for financial reasons in 1998.
The year was 1998.
Did you have an open marriage?
The internet market was booming.
And we lived together. Mm-hmm. We lived
in a crack house.
We lived in a crack house.
You guys had one half a crack house.
Can I say where it is?
Absolutely.
Arbutus and 18th.
Right.
Arbutus.
And only one side of the house has still been painted.
Yes. Apparently the
kind
other
like
three sides.
House.
You know, that is the mark of some of the finest crack houses.
Yeah. That's a sign.
Yes, yeah.
It's about balancing the keeping the structure sound.
It is.
Yeah.
Doing a little, as least labor on it as possible.
It is, yes.
And that's what you've got.
And the crackness.
And keeping right amount
of
crack.
And talking about crack.
Keeping a good supply of crack.
Good crack.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about degrees of separation.
Yeah.
We have Scott, Daryl, Danny, myself,
mm-hmm.
and the two fine ladies here. And do you want to introduce yourselves? Or no?
Well, there's my wife, Shannon. Who's been in the background of many a podcast so far.
Who's always right.
And
who's always right.
What's
who's
your
always right. And a heck of a cook.
Aaron.
There's Aaron right here. Aaron Spelling.
You were so great on 90210.
Thanks.
Mm. And so
he's been hanging out.
Kelly,
thanks a lot.
Just degrees of separation are: I know Daryl. Daryl knows Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I know Scott through Daryl. Daryl knows Danny.
I don't actually
know. I know Danny through Scott.
Danny knows Aaron because we went to
I'm
Holy Heart.
Daryl is quite
or he is.
I meant Daryl.
You're giving it. You're giving it.
Is that true?
It's like a bloody train in here, isn't it?
You just on the sky train.
Oh, this is fine, by the way.
He's running.
Very nice.
That is a fun beer.
So we are drinking the Vancouver Craft Beer Week Cascadian Brown Ale.
It tastes very Seattle.
Who would listen to this?
Very Seattle.
That's what I keep asking. I don't do this for listeners. I do this because we're just hanging out having fun anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
And now that we finally toned down the racism.
Racialism.
The racialism.
Racism.
This is a multicultural table.
I'll
let me tell you, this is some of the foul
mouthed
people I've ever seen.
It's a multicultural beer.
Yeah.
It is.
You can definitely tell it's multicultural.
Is it made by black people?
So, Danny, you are a bit of a beer aficionado, though. You like a song.
I like to drink.
You like to drink?
Drink. I like my beer. I like my Chianti. You know.
Yeah. With killing people.
Is that what? Chianti.
That's the
only Chianti.
Italian wine, I believe.
Fava beans.
Yeah. I drink a liter a day.
He loves the fava bean.
Yeah.
So.
So I briefly brought this beer up the other day in the last podcast.
So for the record,
I was serving it to two 20-somethings who just. All they love is
tell
is,
us more
is
about the
20-something. Horrible,
20-something.
Horrible
yeah.
beer.
20-something.
They are.
Did you lure them in?
I didn't lure them in, but
did
they.
You, did
I,
you come out
I,
of a van? Just a
blister
van.
The
white van.
Daryl, in a few more minutes, the blindfold is going to come off.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
And you had a few coconies.
Your pants are in the corner.
You lured them in with Miller Lite.
Oh, Miller Lite.
Yes.
It was Miller. No, it's classic. Miller Genuine Draft.
He actually put a bucket of Miller
Bud Light Lime
at the table, and so they wouldn't have to get up.
So that's the speed that they like. They like that kind of stuff. And they like it because it's cheap, but they actually like it. They like drinking it.
May I ask you a production question?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You should hear my
preach
voice.
On, brother.
I lost it.
Do you censor your podcast?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Let's keep going.
Okay, good.
It's a production question.
But I will cut out. I'm actually gonna cut out every second word Daryl says. I'm gonna be up all night.
Okay. Scott, can I just interject?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Your voice. I was just saying to Mel that you have a really great radio voice, and I bet you're a singer.
You know, I'm a heck of a sketcher too.
He can, you have a really resonant baritone.
Really?
He's a very Frank Sinatra kind of voice.
Mm-hmm.
He won't ever sing, but I know it's there.
That's
what we're lying.
And Mel has a very clear tenor voice. I think he could like really blast it out.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah.
Have you seen our Ebony and Ivory?
No. I'd like to hear it though.
Very good.
Well, I heard last night when you were at Portland Craft that you were singing Beyonce.
It actually, that was the Alibi Room, and I ran into a couple of past clients, and I was talking about doing a all-female podcast called Ladies Night, because it would be awesome, and then somehow that led to us singing all the single ladies.
With dance moves.
It was good.
Nice.
Well, I think you know the song.
Talk about ladies.
Talking about the single ladies.
Now, Daryl, you're from the north, aren't you?
North of the Philippines. Yes, he's from the north of the Philippines.
He's
from Bhutan.
I mean northern Canada.
Oh, yes, I am. I sometimes come down when the sea blows the right direction.
Have you been drinking?
And now a word from our sponsor.
Yes.
Things that are immediately not racist.
Yes.
G'day, mate.
White bread.
Black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas.
And chitlins. You have a little chitlins. Ham hocks, 49 cents a pound.
Mm.
No?
What?
No. There's a grocer in Rochester, New York,
yes,
that we watched. I watched growing up.
Yeah.
That...
King of Kensington.
King of Kensington as well. But this guy was—he was a black man.
Whoa!
Can I say that?
Oh, you're so racist.
Well,
not only can you not say it, say it three more times, and this isn't radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then again, when you say it's a multicultural podcast, no one can see us.
I'm a man of some color.
Yeah,
you are.
I'm a man of some color. Some parts are darker than others.
Some parts are
darker.
Can we see?
Exactly. No,
oh my God, put it away.
Yes. Oh no! Wow.
Okay. That was a deep joke.
Yes.
It says Shri, and then later on it says Lankin.
Yes.
Whoa.
It will grow. It will grow.
There we go.
But
he's a grower, not a shrewd.
Yes, I am a grower.
That's funny because mine says Shri Lankin rocks.
There you go.
I was going to rock's heart.
You learn something new
every day
about you, Mel.
Yes.
A grower, not a shower.
Oh my god.
This is duty free gin.
That is gin.
That's
a lot of gin.
That's not duty free. Tomorrow you're going to pay for it.
No,
there's a tax.
You can look. There is no duty in that.
There's no duty.
There's no duty in it.
No.
1.75 liters of Bombay Sapphire gin for $22.
All that duty in there
was
free.
This was $22.
That is wrong. That is inhumane.
No, that's right.
That is. That is.
You know, we live in a sad world when you put a bottle of alcohol in front of Canadians and are all like, ooh.
Yeah.
It was how much?
Because we're
you sold your house
like
and you bought a bottle.
Like a little bottle, and that lasts a night or something.
Well, I've been to Switzerland.
Beer
this size would cost you
10 euros.
Would it?
8 Swiss francs, which is equivalent of $8
for that.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Really?
Geneva.
And I thought we were getting screwed over.
Yeah.
And now, what would that cost in Seattle?
Do you want a shot?
$0.50.
You'd get five of them, and it would be $3.
Yes.
God bless America.
Scott, I'm enjoying this beer very much, and I just want to thank you for it.
What
very generous of you.
Here we go.
Now, if you saw that on the shelf, would you be tempted to...
Twilight Summer Ale? Absolutely. It's an attractive label.
Do you normally like beer? Do you go for beer?
Yes.
I drink beer.
I'm a bit of a... Cronenberg drinker.
Cronenberg.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an Italian beer I like. What is it called again?
Peroni?
No.
Moretti.
I can't remember. It's in a little bottle that's cute like this.
Moretti.
White and red. White and red bottle.
Sounds very Canadian.
I think
what you're drinking there is maple syrup.
No, but you know what I really like, which you can't often get in a restaurant, is the Sleeman Cream Ale. Enjoy that. But no one ever has it except in the bottle at the liquor store. So. So I do like that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Where's your shot? You're not drinking your
beer,
shot.
No beer.
Daryl is...
shooting beer.
We're shooting.
You were at your sister's wedding, and you've been on a bit of a trip around the world getting here, and you've visited many different places. What have you
that's
been
good,
discovering and finding in your latest beer adventures?
My latest beer adventures, I've been really enjoying the English ales from just the small ones.
What was his name?
I think he's an Al. Yeah.
English
Al.
English
Al.
Yeah. English Al. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember this.
But you're now in Australia. Here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But you're living in Australia. You've been there for 12 years. What is the beer culture like there?
Not as many microbreweries. It's slowly catching on.
Mm-hmm.
So many years later.
Do any of the kangaroos have microbreweries?
there's a nice German pub.
Oh, yes. The low end.
Beer garden.
Yeah,
in Sydney.
Do you know Joan Sutherland?
No, unfortunately I don't.
She's a corker.
She died.
Mel Gibson.
No.
She died.
She died. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So how much
God
of it is like
Richard Boning? Sir Richard Boning, conductor.
Two men enter, one man leaves.
Not Boning.
He won.
Boning.
He won. Apparently.
I was reading an article recently about the movement in the beer movement in Australia, and what's happening down there is there are large companies are buying up all of the smaller breweries and basically burying them, and so that they can just control the market.
Mm.
And it's like this horrible scenario that's fortunately isn't happening in North America. Here it's kind of the opposite. There's more and more smaller
just
breweries.
Those Austrians, I mean, horrible.
But yeah,
Lion
Lantern
is one of
really
the
sad
big ones there. They
the Austrians,
just take
them over. Horrible people.
Now, don't say that.
Okay. Yeah, so they're Lion Nathan's one of the biggest ones. They seem to scoop up everyone.
Mm.
So a lot of little microbreweries are starting to slowly raise their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting a little
I knew
bit of traction. But everybody's
serious.
Big on their lagers. And, you know,
yeah.
Now, is there still Foster's
there?
Some
pale ales, etc. No, Australians don't drink Foster's.
But is it there?
You can possibly find it if you look for it somewhere in the back of the...
It's an import now.
In some shelf. Yeah. It's
yeah.
So Australians really don't drink that.
No.
Yeah.
So they would drink more like Tui's New or...
No.
Tui's brand, very big, Victoria, VB,
yes.
4X is very big in Queensland.
Queensland.
Yeah.
Now, is there still like a domination? Is there still like tons of Bud Light and Coors? Has that penetrated Australia?
Never.
Really?
No.
So there's a world?
That's
Midwest. Yeah, there's a
world
where
they haven't dominated.
No.
Wow, that's interesting.
But in England...
So what is the dominating beer there? Is there one beer that just dominates everything? Or is it just the stuff you were just mentioning?
Tui's New New is the most popular.
So you walk into a store and there's a giant mountain of it?
Yeah, so that would be equivalent of...
Labatt's Blue.
Labatt's Blue.
And is that
Australian
company?
Australian
company. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you have Victoria Bitter VB, which is very popular too,
drinking.
But it's just very heavy, gives you a big headache.
You had a bitter this afternoon.
It's very cheap. It's sort of like a workman's beer, you know? Like a blue-collar worker beer. That's like VB. It's just...
But a bitter is a little bit of a misnomer, too, because it's not really that bitter. It's actually just an ale.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. I'll have to look that up. But
it's
in my Oxford beer companion.
Yes,
it's like hot most of the time, right?
Sorry?
It's hot in Australia.
Yeah, so it's always called beers.
So do you always want, like, a lighter beer?
I think the younger generation likes the lighter beer.
Mm-hmm.
So more nowadays, actually, people want more low carb beers. Are actually taking off quite big there because they're actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
So the market of that is actually growing quite big. Of course, the younger Australians want to,
How old are you, Daryl?
Oh,
the younger generation.
I was about to retire last year, but...
what a tool.
It's old tool.
You've seen it?
It's old tool to you, okay?
It's an old tool.
How dare you?
It's a Peter old tool.
He knows
tool.
How to use it.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Trust me, I know.
Until it got caught in the chipper.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I had a great follow-up question for you, but now I can't remember. Because you guys are all so inappropriate. I know what it was. What do you think of this brown ale that I put in front of you?
It's very good, very nutty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Talking about the ale?
Talking about you, buddy.
Yeah, talking about you. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's very
boom.
Very, yeah, it's beautiful. It's like very full body, nutty kind of. Yes, it's very smooth.
The music to your ears.
Cool. Something I like.
Does it does it remind you of what you were just drinking in the UK, or is it just like a whole unique thing?
It's similar. It's similar to some like
what,
in the UK.
What did we drink in France when you and I were under the Eiffel Tower?
What?
What did
you guys have bread?
That is my favorite sexual position that you guys do.
Yes. You guys read
Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Under the Eiffel Tower.
We did a Spanish French position. It's called the Dirty Sanchez under the Eiffel Tower.
Yuck. Wow. So, what is a Spanish position?
Oh, yes. It's similar to the Spanish Inquisition, but it's with
a lot of questions.
It's with the right leg and the left finger.
Yes. No, but we drank it in 1664.
Good night, guys.
1864. What did we drink?
I'm going home.
What did we drink in France? 1664?
1664,
yeah.
What is that?
1664, you can actually get it here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular. It's what would you
say? Is it like a lager? Or
it's a lager,
it?
It's a lager, but not too heavy.
Yeah.
You know,
almost like a Pilsner.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a
Pilsner. 1664, French beer, very, very popular in France.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if you mix this with this. That's
disgusting.
Yeah, do it. It's called puke.
Have you, no, there is some fun mixed beer drinks that you can do, though.
What is that? The vanilla.
This is the whipping cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Twilight.
Disgusting.
Twinilla.
Then you'll end up like this.
Beer and hot sauce.
Yes.
People have done beer and hot sauce and beer and salt.
That's true.
Why do people put salt on beer? Is it to make the foam go?
Daryl, in
salt
Mexico,
beer,
why
really?
Do people do that?
There was a lot of people, in, like when I was in Florida, a lot of people put salt on beer.
Interesting.
It's always a salt shaker in beer. I don't know if it's to keep, like, make it less bitter.
Daryl.
Oh,
that is a good question to look up.
That is
why they put the salt on the beer?
Can you show me your paper?
Can you show me your... sombrero?
Are you asking for his long form of purchase of it?
Where's the paper?
Well,
where's the paper?
Paper?
Where's
my paper?
Where's the paper?
I don't know what you folks are talking about, but it's not beer related.
No, I
and you were just in Spain. You were in Spain.
Pamplona.
You were just in Spain.
You are a more of a tequila drinking man than necessarily beer.
Well, in Spain, for some reason, the king in like the 1500s had a lisp, and all the fuckers, I mean, all the people in Spain now, all the dumbasses talk with a lisp.
Seriously, is that true story?
That's the true story. So the king had a lisp.
But
so
I prefer Castilian.
The Catalonian?
Castilian.
Oh.
Yeah.
I say Catalonia.
It's much better than Catalonia.
I can't understand anybody from Barcelona, but Barcelona.
They don't say Barcelona because they're Catalonian. They're not Castilian. You don't say Barcelona.
Where's Castilian from?
Well,
Castilian.
They're in
Castillo. He was the manager for Miami Vice. He was.
That is right. I don't think he was in Band of the Hand. He should have been.
Edward James Olmos.
You don't say Batman.
He was in Band of the Hand.
You insult them.
Horrible.
Insulting them all the time.
You insult them. But you like some salt with your tequila, though.
Yes. Well, the beer in Spain.
Stays mainly in the plane?
Stains mainly on the plane. My plane is my tongue.
Stains. Mainly on
Estrella
your plane.
Estrella
Damm
is the beer that they drink there.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody had that. Estrella.
Yes, I've had it before.
Like the lady Estrella.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Damn.
Yeah.
Very, very good. It's more like the 1864. All those Europeans are all alike.
Yeah, but
they wear the tight
darker,
pants,
though.
The colored pastels,
darker,
and the beer is all the same.
But they're all the same to me.
So it's like 80s Miami Vice over there.
Pretty much.
No, wow. But classy because they're European.
Yeah, they're European.
Yeah.
So Spain was good.
Yep.
I ran Pamplona with the Bulls.
Mm.
Yes.
Did you want to, or were you just turned the wrong corner?
I drank too much, and then I couldn't run in the morning because I was pretty much hooped.
So you couldn't get your leg up?
No, I couldn't get my leg up. I couldn't get anything up. At 6:30 in the morning, I was hooped. I was drinking with Obi-Wan Kenobi. We met this guy from Seattle. His name is Obadiah.
Yep.
We called him Obi-Wan. My brother.
Why not?
Like you would.
Why would you not?
And at 6:30 in the morning, me and him were there, looking at the track, which is 800 meters, and we're looking at 1,500 kilogram bulls coming at us, and we're thinking, this is not a good idea.
No.
Not a good idea.
How many bulls?
Well,
Huh? How many bulls?
Well, they release eight and then two at the end, and they're about 1,500
pounds.
Is it like a joke? Like, yeah. Here's eight of them. Oh, holy crap! And then like. Haha, two more.
Yeah. You well, the two more is what you got to be worried about. The two at the end are really
the
large.
The two are like the meanest right. Mad at
that. Did you forget to bring your Kevlar undies? Is it?
Yeah, exactly. That you know, and it's something you don't want to do.
Why would you risk your life doing that? Yeah. Why would anyone?
To be
well,
a man.
I'm risking it because
really?
I have a son.
Hemingway
so
would have done it.
I would take myself out.
Hemingway did do it. I'm sure he did. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, do they make a special beer for running in the bulls called?
Yes, it's called sangria.
Oh. I love sangria light.
It's extra holy.
It's extra holy.
Oh.
Well, we were drinking sangria, Estrella Damm, and tequila because I like tequila. And the Spanish don't really drink tequila, but I introduced it to them.
Only Mexicans.
So
yes.
All the
you
all
introduced
the
it to them.
Drink
wow.
Tequila now.
Yes.
Wow.
I introduced it to them.
So
I'm
glad
so,
you went there.
Yes.
You're like Marco
but,
Polo.
I must say, Marco. But what I should say is that. Everybody must go to Pamplona once in their life. Once.
Catalonia?
Look, look under your seats, everybody.
Yes. The city has 200,000 people.
Yeah.
500,000 come for the bull run. You must go. You must.
Yes.
You must go.
We will go.
Yes.
So, salt on beer is to make it less bitter. But I don't know why you would do that. You're drinking a beer because it's bitter.
Well, I don't... Yeah, but...
It's like throwing salt on a bad girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like making... Yeah, it's... Doesn't make any sense.
I guess there's just something maybe able to hit.
You
we
know,
should try it. We should find out what beer
Brett,
and we should try it out.
Everybody I've seen ever do it was always shit beer,
yeah.
though. It was always like crap beer, like Busch or something.
Which is not going to be
Busch?
Bitter anyways.
Yeah.
It's,
like
just, it's just awful.
Yeah,
stuff.
So maybe that's they're just like my cheap beer. I'll make it taste less crappy by throwing salt.
Maybe. That's something.
Unfortunately, is there a way to make a crappy beer better? Is there any tricks?
You leave it on the shelf.
What?
Yeah.
You leave it on the shelf and you drink water.
You don't shoot
because like with some cheap wines, you're able
or
to
you
can
drink your own
you can
urine.
Aerate some
it's
of the reds
drink.
That you aerate them for
that's
quite a long
true.
Time. You might get a little bit
I'm
of
done.
A different
you're
flavor
done.
Out of some of the cheap stuff.
You could also drink your own urine. Because it's the same thing.
I would prefer it.
Que pasa?
Yeah. A lot of that cheap beer is actually made with corn.
Yeah.
And it's like... It's
maize.
Are
you talking about maize?
It's
amazing.
It's amazing. It's not amazing. And it's full of additives and all. It's just they're horrible, horrible products.
Yeah, I'm good.
So I don't know. It's been a long...
No.
I wouldn't say it's been a long time.
No, because
I,
you did a shot down with Brandon with Kokanee. No,
yeah.
Recently.
My God, it's just terrible.
He couldn't get it down.
Oh, I'm not a chugger.
I'm the chugger
in
the
family.
You're not a chugger. I've been called you a chugger.
We were going to go.
If I look at you, you're
not a chugger. There's a bar that if you drink the beer in 7 seconds, you get the beer free.
Yeah.
And Scott was practicing for a couple weeks on end.
Yeah,
so you could have done great.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. I could do it.
I can't do it. I gotta learn.
He was practicing, but all the tables in the bar
are
ping pong tables. Like wherever you sit, you're playing ping pong.
Yeah.
And so we were all. You know, stoked to go, and we never went because you couldn't do it.
I want to practice, and I want to go.
We need to get you a funnel.
That's right. Practice makes perfect.
Because you're more of a gulper, right?
Well, I'm an Olympian, and I want to train.
Yeah.
You like the big gulp, don't you, boy?
You couldn't get
I'm
the
a sipper.
Big gulp because you
oh,
couldn't
yeah,
get
yeah, sorry.
So to switch topics, the other hot topic this week in the world of beer was the London Olympics and the,
London Olympics.
Heineken has been selected as the official beer sponsor of
really?
The London Games, being a Belgian company.
I would think it would be Guinness
yeah.
or something.
Well, you would think that, but
that's
Irish, which would have been better.
Isn't it Dutch?
It is Dutch.
But Heineken was here at this Olympics, too, in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Dutch people are weird.
Hey!
This
strange.
Hey, there's
easy.
Vlogs
Aaron spelling.
I don't know how that is. It
obviously is just a big sponsorship, right? That, you know, they had enough money to throw out at the sponsor to get the naming rights to do the advertising.
That's
but at the same time, I guess they have the power to deliver
like
the product.
But is there a British brewery that can
afford
to sponsor the Olympics, though?
I don't know. I think it's
all the same shit. Australia,
Foster, or Heineken owns Foster.
No,
so
they would have had one called London Pride, which was like every tap.
What about Boddington?
Well, I mean, there's still going to be the local beer,
like
but all the Olympic
the
venues
yeah.
where you go and you overpay
you
for crappy beer.
Can't
that's it's going to be Heineken's.
Widget.
What your option is?
Yeah.
But it's called a widget.
Is anybody going to get Heineken, though, I think?
Cause oh, when, people will.
We
didn't have
Heineken
people
here,
will.
Though. We went to the Heineken tent and didn't drink really any Heineken.
We talk about something else.
Yeah.
That's
well,
hilarious.
And
well,
that...
You have a singer with us.
Okay.
We do have a singer with us.
Let's
add a topic to the singing. Okay.
What would you like to talk about? You got a hot topic you want to... kick into the mix.
Well, I disagree
she
with
not really.
Your criticism on Draco.
I'm bored.
Aaron Spelling has had a bit too much drink.
Aaron.
Sorry.
No, that's quite all right.
Well,
that's what happens in the world of the podcasting.
I'm such a cow. Mm.
I will give us a topic.
Ew. Yeah?
Yes.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
We're going to take a break.
Thank you for listening. Scott, take it away.
We're going to have a slash.
No, I think we should talk about how old friends stay together.
Through alcohol?
That's
through alcohol.
Nice
through the interwebs.
Through the interweb.
Yes.
And how long has it been since you've known each other? And do you have any friends that have stayed together? Because I have many friends that stayed together.
Oh, for me, I have lost track of a lot of people, but then found them again through Facebook over the last several years.
Facebook.
It's a place on the internet where you take pictures of food and upload them.
Excellent.
And then you take pictures of your cats doing things.
Yeah.
You talk about making sandwiches.
Yes.
And then you talk to
your
high school girlfriend.
Right.
That's
our first. Speaking of high school, can I just comment on that?
Yep.
So my 20th reunion is coming up next year.
Mm.
What
I don't, and I really don't see why I need to go because everyone that went to high school with me, I know everything that's going on in their life. I know what they look like.
Because
I know what their kids look like.
And you can see
I really don't feel the urge to go.
You don't need to know. You know they turned out
caused
shitty.
A lot of these things to be canceled.
That's good. I'm in favor of that because
I
didn't enjoy my 10 years.
If you were to actually go, it would be a room full of people checking in on Facebook and talking to each other.
Exactly.
It would be true, yes.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong in saying that?
No.
Where did you graduate from in 93?
The Mennonite Educational Institute in Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Nice.
You got that right.
Go Sabres.
Go Eagles. Yeah, come on.
You guys with carts.
Exactly.
Go Mennonites.
Go
Mennos. What was that high school called again?
The Mennonite Educational Institute in Abbotsford, British Columbia.
Wow.
And
who is your arch rival?
MEI, Monkeys Enter In. And I was the class valedictorian. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Yes. True story.
And for one night only, she's about to give her speech.
I am about to.
You guys were head to head with the Amish, weren't you? No electricity, no clothes, nothing.
No chrome on your cars.
They never got the messages, though.
What would be your speech now? Say if you were to go at the 20th anniversary.
Oh, fuck.
Short but sweet, I like it.
You should just go completely wasted.
I probably have no idea what
pemmican for
say.
Everyone.
Pemmican for everyone.
There you go. It's good to keep in touch. I think it's good.
Yep.
Absolutely. Mel especially loves the touch.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you for touching me.
Yes.
I mean,
I think it's good.
For Daryl and I, you know, seeing what he's doing, seeing him, you know, raise his family in Australia, it's fucking fantastic to be able to see that. Facebook's invaluable.
Did you guys go to high school together?
No, we went to UBC together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
So do your kids have an Australian accent?
Yeah. They make fun of my accent.
So. That's awesome.
Yeah.
There
you go.
They speak
nice.
Spanish, too.
Nice.
I'm a UBC grad, too, guys.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm part of this.
Represent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saeed!
Yeah.
It really is the most west you can get.
Yeah.
So you went from Abbotsford to UBC?
No, I went from Abbotsford to Wilfrid Laurier. No, to Kwantlen College in Langley.
Yeah.
To Wilfrid Laurier in Kitchener. To UBC.
Wow.
And then to Memorial, where Danny went.
No way. Opposite ends of the country.
I've been everywhere.
Nufi's represented.
Okay, so if you're ever on Main Street, Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
you got to go down to East is East, and you have the Turkish Chill.
Who should I ask for?
Ahmed. You have to say it so the spit comes
out. Saeed.
Where's Saeed? And the other is brother is West Said.
Anyway, you go to Easter's East. Listen. You go to Easter's East and you have the Turkish chill, which has chocolate. Okay, so you have an ice cream base.
Okay.
Chocolate, hazelnut, cinnamon, and espresso in your milkshake. Phenomenal.
Oh, that does sound good.
That's a super shake.
It is a super
shake. But where does the Turkish part come?
I don't
know.
It comes out the next day. The Taliban comes out the next day.
I don't know.
What's this?
I don't know.
So you have it. Back to Daryl, because let's bring it back. You haven't been here in 8 years. Was there some restaurant or place that you had to get to that you wanted to
get to? Where's your favorite Mexican restaurant?
I just
way to hijack my question.
Yes, El Nopal in St. Mass, Washington.
When I came here, I had to have a white spot burger.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Corsa,
nice.
Yes. And also they have some really good zucchini sticks too.
They do.
Oh,
yes. With honey mustard sauce.
Nice.
And Daryl's anorexic, so he threw the
Reduce, recycle. Yes.
I can see that being an issue with
A&W
you,
onion rings. They don't do onion rings at all in Australia.
What do they do? Kangaroo rings? What are they?
Hey, do you have these minties? A Kiwi friend of mine, she
minties.
Brought these minties, these toffee minty things.
Toffee minties,
Toffee and
mint. Toffee?
No, but it's mint.
It's toffee and mint?
Like,
it's mint, but it's a toffee.
It's really soft.
Interesting.
You can, it's very chewy mint,
Wow.
It's my vast knowledge of
there.
Wow, whatever the Far East does, let's just remember that shit.
Whatever they do down there, you know, them prisoners.
Whatever the Far East does, they can do.
Let them prisoners
kill them
whatever
kangaroos.
They want.
Who burgers are doing?
No, kangaroos.
It's a gamey.
It's very gamey.
It's like eating a giant mouse.
Yeah, but when you cook kangaroo.
Smicky! Dead mouse, fine.
But when you cook kangaroo, it has to be done like very rare and bloody.
Yes.
Or else when they do.
Tell us the time you live with the Aboriginals, how they did it. Out in the outback.
Do you play the didgeridoo? Do you know Kiri? Kiri Takanawa. She's one of the greatest singers of all time.
Do you know Jeff Probst?
What about Men Down Under? Do they live near you?
Is that like a strip joint?
Is it?
Do you like Men Without Hats?
Men Down Under.
I hope Men Without Hats was a...
He just said,
come from the land down under. Can you hit the land down under?
I don't eat Vegemite.
It's a great song.
No, it's a Vegemite
sandwich.
I don't eat Vegemite. I refuse to eat Vegemite.
What's Vegemite?
I'm the only one in the family that doesn't eat Vegemite.
It looks like bile.
I try it every year. I try it again.
It's black.
Is it a seasonal thing or is it all...
No, it's...
You just try once a year.
I just try it again every year just to verify that I'm...
Still hate it.
Yeah,
well, your taste buds change over time.
Yeah.
So
you should probably start eating it.
It's like
Vegemite when you're 80.
I don't eat Vegemite.
You should probably start eating it because people are going to think you're a Canadian spy.
But it's basically like... It's like tar. It feels like, you know, you spread
it
on.
What is it made of? Blood of some sort?
It's yeast. Yeast extract.
Yes.
And it's a lot of vitamin
B. Pretty much a yeast infection is what it is. It's pretty bad.
It's great now.
Some people say
it's
like from the leftover yeast from beer, you know? But I don't think so.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Is there a Vegemite beer?
See,
I brought it back to beer. See how I did that?
I like that. I like it very much.
I'm a hobbyist.
You hooked it back in. You're like a bit of a hooker.
I am a bit of a corker.
I often say
you're
a corker. He's such a nice hooker.
Corker.
Like Shannon, she's a corker.
I'm his pimp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just call him Magic Mike.
Pimp my hide?
Yeah.
I'm in need of a good bitch laughing.
Yeah. He loves to get slapped.
I had it coming. I did have it coming.
I can tell.
So glad I'm not
Does anybody want to play the Meowsic player?
Yes. I would.
Danny, would you mind grabbing the Meowsic player over there?
Okay. So
we have some classical
some
artists with us here this evening.
Yeah, you do.
Aaron Spelling.
Elitists.
Artists.
Aaron Spelling is going to play some Bach.
Let's make sure. Oh, my goodness. Make sure it is
Bach or Bach.
Bach. Brandenburg Concerto.
No, Italian concerto.
Make sure it is on the meow.
Brandenburg concerto.
Setting.
What's that?
Touch my bubbies.
Make sure it's on meow. That doesn't sound like a meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow. Meow. Meow.
Better than I got. That's awesome.
To sing. Yeah.
Take it from the top.
There's not enough meow keys.
Meow.
What kind of piece of shit is this meow thing? Come on. Okay.
Check one, two. Check.
So
check,
I just have to say, next week is Mel's birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
So I'm going to play meow.
Birthday bumps.
Happy 30th.
Can you do happy birthday on this?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Aaron's belly and Mel rocking the mic.
Meow, 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 meow.
I will accompany that with a rap from 1987 from Eazy-E and N.W.A.
Yes. Did you say N.W.A.?
N.W.A.
I'm trying to be, you know, not racist.
He's from Ottawa, so that's how they said it. That's how they said it in Ottawa.
We'll go with... The boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking the trash, we'll pull your car. You know nothing in life but being legit. You don't know me, boy, because you're talking the shit. Anybody?
That is impressive.
Give me the pussy.
That was worth every penny we paid for the meow mix. I knew this would be gold.
I'm going to get that.
You should get one, though. They actually also make a dog guitar.
I know.
Yeah, buddy.
I know.
That was fantastic. Thanks. Thank you, Aaron Spelling.
Thanks. I can sing you some Quantum and Vol.
Can you guys do a duet?
Some La Boheme.
You can play and you can sing or something.
You want to use La Boheme?
Yes. You can sing, yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but you can't laugh.
My bean, me.
Can't guarantee that.
Then I can't guarantee. Can you do it without laughing? Yeah, I can do it without laughing.
Bring it. Please, bring it.
Okay, Aaron Spelling is about to sing you. Okay. I just have to sit up straighter.
Okay.
And you might want to pull the mic back a little bit. Okay. So this is from Puccini's La Boheme. This is Musetta's aria.
Yeah.
And Musetta is this girl. She comes into a bar. She's with this 80-year-old man, okay? Her boyfriend, who she's always breaking up with, like, it's like this drama, he's in the back of the bar, okay? So he's watching this. She's coming into the bar with this old man who's, like, bought her all this shit, and she's, like, dressed to the nines, and she thinks she's so great. And she sings this aria saying how wonderful she is and how all the men just, like, go crazy for her. I won't sing the whole thing, but I'll just sing a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Okay.
Would you like it to play in the non-cat version?
Would you like it in the non-cat version?
No, cat version.
Just got classed up.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Very, wow. Very.
I gotta get you to look it up more often.
What a.
You know, I think we gotta end it there. There's no that's follow up for that. That was amazing. A high note. Boom.